Welcome to Talking About Organizations, a podcast on organization and management studies, graciously supported by our listeners, the European Group of Organization Studies, and the Journal of Management Learning. This is a supplement to episode 86, where we explore the classic article, The Strength of Weak Ties, by Mark Granovetter, and published in the American Journal of Sociology in 1973. This was one of Granovetter's earlier works, and it spurred the study of networks in sociology with implications for organizational scholarship. Participating in the episode were Greta, Pedro, Sarah, and myself, Tom. Granovetter's 1973 article, The Strength of Weak Ties, introduced whole new ways of thinking about seemingly straightforward topics and changed the direction of research. In our chat, we highlighted two contributions of this paper to scholarship in the study of interpersonal networks and the connection between micro and macro levels of analysis. First, on interpersonal or social networks. In classic sociology, the strength of a network was correlated to the strength of the connections among its members, and stronger networks were supposed to be the most relevant building block of social life, and thus the main object of analysis for social scientists. Granovetter turned this idea around and explained how weak ties, which are connections between certain individuals among different networks that were exercised only occasionally, could serve as powerful bridges. A bridge is the only path between two given individuals and provided networks members with opportunities that might otherwise not be available. If one imagines two groups, such as two families living in different towns, a bridge may form when a member of one family has a chance encounter with a member of the other family, and a friendship begins that carries over to social media. Or perhaps when the recruiting officer of a firm establishes a professional relationship with a counselor on a college campus whose graduates have joined the firm in the past. The bridge provides the only path between the two individuals in these cases. So to illustrate the promises of focusing on weak ties and their power as bridges, Granovetter draws on a variety of studies and shows how we can make better sense of its findings. For example, he shows that the diffusion of innovations and ideas actually hinge on weak ties. He also famously explains the impact of weak ties in employment and social mobility. Just think about job opportunities. A recruiter announces an available position over social media. Now, a pool of candidates may naturally appear from among the strong ties, such as coming from within the firm, within the same industry, or among the local community. But on the other hand, the bridges, those with only weak ties to the recruiter, could spread the announcement to pools of candidates who the firm might otherwise not have reached, including those from other parts of the world, and such is the power of weak ties. On the second level, Granovetter uses the discussion of weak ties to advance our understanding of the connection between micro and macro levels of analysis. He opens the article with a criticism of the shortcomings faced by social research to, quote, relate micro-level interactions to macro-level patterns in any convincing way, end quote. Granovetter, then, demonstrates the need for theory development at a meso level of analysis and shows how network analysis can help us explain social dynamics across levels. This idea is illustrated through reanalysis of previous research on the role of interpersonal ties and networks in generating, or not, collective action. One example he discusses is Ganz's 1982 study about Italian communities in Boston's West End and how they became unable to resist the city's urban renewal efforts despite the high level of cohesion within those communities. He suggests that the cohesion may have been a liability because when a community is, quote, partitioned into cliques such that each person is tied to every other in the clique and to none outside, community organization would be severely inhibited, end quote. Today, thinking about networks is particularly important given the changes wrought by the rapid emergence of social media platforms, globalization, and the disruptions to daily life from the COVID-19 pandemic, which is reconfiguring the fabric of our social ties. Since this article was published, networks have also grown into a significant field of study. Weak ties and their bridging roles help us better understand a number of organizational and management topics, such as knowledge sharing, innovation, and careers. You can learn more about that on episode 73, where we discuss innovation, and on episode 61, where we talk about the value of network, power, and influence in organizations. And that's all for now. We invite you to listen to the episode, available in two parts on our website, www.talkingaboutorganizations.com, or through your favorite podcast streaming service. We also thank the Management Learning Journal and the European Group for Organization Studies for their generous support and the support of our wonderful listeners. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.